And then at the same time, we kind of rebuke ourselves, some are out there self-hating Muslims, let's say. But the thing is, that's fine. Those qualities, those good things is very, very good. And of course, we can learn from other people, from other faiths. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions in a hadith, which is a weak narration, but he says that the word of hikmah, kalimatu hikmatin, dhalatul mu'min, that the word of any type of wisdom, anything that is any goodness, that is the lost property of a believer. That a person who is a Muslim, if it comes from non-Muslim sources, then he has a right over that and he can use that. So we are encouraged to take the things that are good and of course leave the bad. But what becomes problematic is that we become so blindsided by everything that they do good, and we start praising them and we lift those individuals from other faiths to such great, great positions, and we start looking down on ourselves. The fundamental thing is, these unfortunately people, they don't have iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They don't have belief. So whilst at the same time they're doing good things, but at the same time you need to make sure that our set of principles, our standards go beyond this. It goes above and beyond. We have to have our belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala no matter what. Unfortunately, there are a lot of things that these people, they might do, but if they don't have iman with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then all the humanitarian work and all the good things that they are doing, it may not be, of course it's not going to be salvation for them in the hereafter, unfortunately. But we hope and we pray that Allah brings them guidance. And only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows what will be in the in hereafter. So that's just that. So now, disbelief, as we all know, is very, very simple. Okay, a person that who has no iman. But the author goes into a lot of detail now. He mentions there are three types of disbelief. And we're going to just focus on the first type. And the first that he mentions is kufr jahiliyyin. The type of disbelief that is associated to ignorance. In the sense that there are a lot of people, and this goes for a lot of individuals. And unfortunately sometimes, as Muslims that are born into Muslim households, that have not come on a journey to gain close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and everything that they're practicing is purely because of the fact that Allah allowed them to be born into a Muslim household. And this is the majority of us. And what is it? That these individuals, they have عدم الإصغاء والالتفات والتأمل في الآيات والدلائل كالكفر العوام. That these are individuals that they just stroll along life. They don't have any sort of attention. They don't look at towards the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They don't ponder. They don't look at how, as a human being, I'm alive, what is my purpose in life. There is no sort of moments where they are truly asking themselves very reflective questions. They are pondering about life's goal, life's purpose. And this is unfortunately majority of individuals, according, including us as Muslims as well. So here, this brings into contact this aspect of jahala, jahal, ignorance. And this is also the second destruction of the heart. The first being disbelief, and the second now being jahala, ignorance. Now, ulama, they separate ignorance into two categories. Jahlul basit wa jahlul murakkab. A very simple understanding of ignorance, in the sense that a person that has no knowledge, if a person was to ask him a mas'ala, then he will realize, you know what, I don't really know, to be honest. If you were to ask me, for example, a woman that is in a menstruation period of time, is she meant to pray, is she meant to fast, then I won't be able to tell you. But the other type of individual is jahl murakkab, where a person, he believes or she thinks that they are on some type of understanding of some type of, whether it's regarding religion, whether it's regarding the sunnah Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, regarding any masail, they truly believe that they know the answer. But unfortunately, their visualization of that answer is completely incompatible. It's completely incorrect to the reality of Islam. And unfortunately, because of the social media era, a lot of us are now prone to this very huge disease. And the Musannif is going to mention on later on as well, that this is unfortunately so destructive that the fact that person believes he is correct, although in reality he is wrong, then he has no chance of looking for a cure. He's not even going to entertain the thought that he's wrong, because he believes he's right. So what is this? Even for example, the other day, there was these WhatsApp groups, and the question comes up, does the asthma pump, does it break your fast? Okay, so some people might be humble enough and think, you know what, I'll be honest, I've not studied with a sheikh, I've not gone through texts of fiqh, I shouldn't answer, I'll be honest with you, I can't tell you. Let me ask somebody else, let me consult an alim, and then I'll bring you the answer. Okay, fine, this is jahl basit, this is simple ignorance, he has no knowledge. Okay, he's jahil, although it might sound derogatory, but literally speaking, it is what it is. Okay, a person is jahil. There's this lady on this WhatsApp group, okay, it was a mixed group, okay, I shouldn't probably be on there to be fair, but I was invited. And anyway, so this lady, she's a nutritionist, and she goes, oh, the asthma pump, it will not break the fast, or something like this. It wasn't the asthma pump, it was the injection. She was saying that injection, it does break the fast. Injection, okay, just to clarify the matter first. Injection, any medicine that is injected through intravenous into the vein, it doesn't reach the stomach or doesn't affect the brain. So as a result of which, the fast does not break. Unless a person is injecting insulin directly into the stomach. So because that goes directly into the stomach, then that type of injection is different. This does not break the fast. A native Arab-speaking person, so you know, I double, triple check. Unfortunately, whether you're a nutritionist or whoever your relatives are, simply put, you are not qualified. Before taking the discussion, I said, "What are your credentials so that everybody else can know for us to take knowledge from you?" Said, you know, the conversation panned out where the points that were being mentioned were not even addressed. Instead, it just got a bit unsavory, unfortunately, and then I just kind of dismissed the conversation.